The Voting Rights Act of 1965 is a federal law requiring some states and certain counties with a history of discrimination to get approval from the federal government before making changes to their elections process. Five of those counties are in Florida. They're Hendry, Collier, Hardy, Hillsborough, and Monroe. But some say the provision requiring preclearance is unconstitutional. And more than that, it's outdated.
We're punishing states, localities, for things that happened decades ago that in many cases we've already righted those wrongs and moved on from them.
Colby Dillard is with the group Project 21, a national network of black conservatives. It's throwing its weight behind a case from a county in Alabama that claims Congress didn't count for current conditions when it renewed the Voting Rights Act in 2006. And Dillard says the measure's constitutionality is also under question.
Basically, Congress is given the power to enforce the 15th Amendment by legislation. But that enforcement provision, under no interpretation that I've seen, you can't get to, well, the Congress can make states go to the government to change their voting laws, because running elections is not a purview of the federal government. It's a purview of the state and locality where the election is held.
Meanwhile, Brenda Hoots, the election supervisor in Hendry County, one of Florida's affected counties, says she can see both good and bad sides to the law. For example, any changes the county might want to make, like changing a voting location, are slowed down. Though she says that's also not necessarily a bad thing.
You know, as far as where a polling place is, sometimes when we change things, the voters are upset because it's a change. They don't like change very well. And we get used to, they get used to things being one way, and they depend on that. So in that way, I think that the preclearance is good.
And no matter what the court rules, Hoots says she feels confident she'll be able to provide all of her constituents with a fair opportunity to vote. But Deirdre McNabb with the Florida League of Women Voters says she's not sure it'll be easy for election supervisors to make that happen without the Voting Rights Act.
The practice of manipulating our voter laws is down to a fine art in the state of Florida. And that is precisely why we continue to believe very strongly, really without question, that the National Voting Rights Act is still very much needed in our country.
During the court hearing, the justices argued on both sides of the law, but many experts are now saying they expect at least part of the law to be struck down when the court issues its ruling. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.